InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this October 24th, 2018. Question is it going to be a Trump wave? Are we going to be waving goodbye to Obama? Or are we going to be waving goodbye to our country? We have a lot of transmissions today. We have our trans voters that are being brought in by the Democrats because they want to replace the country that we have right now. They've made that very clear. Cloward and Piven is a plan to take us down economically. We've had the UN as early as 2000 was openly saying we have to replace the people in Western civilization because they're not replacing themselves. We have a population in decline, so we have to bring in people from third world countries in order to pay for your Social Security. Oh, that's how it works, except they're coming here for our money. They're not coming here to support us in our old age. We have to understand what this is about, folks. This caravan, this invading army, whatever you want to call it, it is about people who already see themselves as citizens of the United States, trans citizens. We've got a couple of clips today that I think are going to be very informative. A couple of interviews with Jorge Ramos, who is there with the mass of men coming to this country, whether we like it or not. And he proves that these people are refugees, that they haven't been thrown out repeatedly of this country. And they're good people. You just ask them, were you ever thrown out in the United States? No. See, they're just coming here to share in America's bounty. And, of course, you've got Geraldo Rivera, Fox News, writing and speaking. He did an op-ed piece saying we have to do some same thing that Beto was saying. You know, Robert O'Rourke, that's his real name. But Beto, pandering to Hispanics, is saying, we've got to give them more money. Maybe if we give them more money, they'll just stay where they are and they won't come here and vote for me. Yeah, you think that that's what he really wants. But we can't be concerned about America. If we're concerned about America, if we put America first, even if we say we're nationalists, as President Trump did, he said, that just simply means I love this country. Well, obviously the Democrats don't. If you say that, you are accused of being a fascist, a Nazi. No, actually, the Nazis were socialists. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But they're bringing these people in, and, of course, they're supposed to have a claim to whatever we have that we like. You know, quite frankly, I like Geraldo's house. Maybe I'll move into his house. And if he calls the police to stop me or to throw me out, yeah, he's horrible. Because violence could result. They might use force against me. I might get hurt, especially if I resist. How dare Geraldo? He must be a racist. He must hate white people like me. Because I have a right to move into Geraldo's house if he's got a better house than I do. That's essentially what's going on, folks. Su casa, mi casa. That's originally that's really what they're talking about. We're going to talk about also the resignations surrounding Google's sidewalk labs in Toronto. This is a move by Google to set up a smart city for dumb people. And some of the people are starting to wake up. They said, this is a corporate fascist state. It really is. It really is a fascist surveillance state that is being put up there. And of course, they call it sidewalk labs because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. Uber may deliver your pizzas by drone, and maybe Amazon will deliver everything by drone because you won't be able to travel. You'll be locked up in your micro apartment because they're going to take away your mobility. Maybe your food will be mobile. Actually, you know, flying pizzas or flying hamburgers, as Uber is talking about, but you're not going to be mobile. We're going to talk about the controls of our debate as Beto becomes the greatest buyer of ads on Facebook while they're shutting everybody else that's conservative down.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It appears that parents are concerned not about their kids and their drag queen story hours, because we took pictures of parents taking their kids to drag queen story hour down in San Antonio. They're not concerned about that danger to their kids. They're concerned about self-driving school buses down in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, these school buses have a top speed of 30 miles per hour. Some of them typically got up to 8 miles per hour. And the parents said, you know, we really don't want driverless school buses. It's not even good enough to paint them yellow. You know, we have all of these federal safety mandates. I find very interesting. You know, they waive all of the mandates for your kids. They will lock you up. They'll take your kids away if they find that you don't have them in a seatbelt or a car seat or properly restrained, right? But then at the same time, it took a great deal of effort to get the federal government to allow us to turn off the seatbelts that were killing children and small women when they first introduced them. And finally, they consented to allow a cutoff switch. And as you cut off that switch, I've got a car that has that. If you cut off the airbag in the passenger side because you've got a small passenger, it will just constantly blink a red light at you. They want to nag you to turn that thing back on. But that's as far as they would go. They wouldn't give us any kind of choices. And when it comes to seatbelts, you got to have seatbelts everywhere, except when you're in a school bus. If you're in a school bus, you just paint the thing yellow and you pass laws. And of course, the kids are magically safe. And with all the regulations that they put on passenger cars, they're bypassing all the concerns about self-driving cars. Have you noticed that? We've talked about this many times. I've talked about it with Eric Peters repeatedly, how the federal government has shut down all concerns about the experiment that is taking place right now on all of our roads with you, your family, whether you know about it or not, whether you consent to it or not. It's not just medical issues where they don't care about our informed consent. It's also these experiments that are taking place on our highway, where they put the self-driving cars out there that really aren't ready. And we all know that. I mean, we saw what happened in Arizona where that Uber ran down the pedestrian who was crossing the street. Had a human driver there. She wasn't paying any attention. They had emergency braking systems. They were turned off because they acted erratically. So they just turned off the emergency braking system. And whether or not the computer-driven car saw the person crossing the road, certainly the human didn't, had been lulled into complacency, and that person was killed. And so some people are pushing back on that, but not our government. Our government just rushes ahead. We don't really care. You know, it's a government school bus, so we just pass laws. There's the picture, if you remember that that death in Arizona. Paint the school bus yellow, put the kids on the automated school bus. And so this is a little bit of a healthy sign, the fact that people in one area in Fort Myers are saying we don't want our kids in a driverless school bus. But what's going to happen is that's going to be overridden by the federal government. Every time local jurisdictions come in and say, we don't like genetically modified food, and the farmers in an area say, we're trying to grow organic, which, by the way, there's an article that just came out yesterday. It was on the Drudge Report, I think. Those who eat mostly organic food are 25% less likely to develop cancer. That was a study that took place in France with 68,000 people. That's a pretty good database that they have there, published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. They found that it got rid of things like non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Where have we heard about that in the news lately? Well, that's what we have seen as an increased byproduct of the use of glyphosate, Roundup, the pesticide created by Monsanto. We had that first high-profile case. So, yeah, guess what? If you don't consume glyphosate, it reduces your cancer risk by 25%. Nevertheless, when you are concerned about glyphosate and you've got farmers in your area who want to grow organic food because they can make more money, they're not necessarily just doing it because they are wanting the population to be healthier. It's a market decision as well. But these pesticides drift over into their fields, and the seeds drift over into their fields. And so they would prohibit it in certain areas, and they were having a lot of success doing that. So the result of the success at the local area was for big industry, big agriculture, for Monsanto to go to the federal government and say, shut down all of these local regulations. What they typically do is they say, it's a patchwork of regulations, and we just can't navigate that. You know, we're a multinational corporation. We can't have this patchwork of regulation. So we want you to regulate this from Washington. So now they're doing the same thing with self-driving cars, shutting down the concerns of people locally. So you'll see that this school bus situation will be shut down pretty soon as well. All of this is being laid down in the same way. You know, your informed consent, your concern about your health, that doesn't matter. Your concern about your safety, the family, your family safety, that doesn't matter either. They took away the liability for vaccine companies in 1986. 10 years later, they took away the liability for the cell phone companies, health liability. You can't object to cell phone towers. If you are concerned about the health effects of having cell phone towers close to a school, and we've seen cancer clusters documented time and again in multiple studies internationally, all over the world. And that was happening in the early 90s. So the response to all of that was to shut it down with a Telecommunications Act of 1996 signed by Bill Clinton. And so you can object if you think that it's an eyesore. You can object if you think these cell phone towers are going to take down your property values, but you can't object for any health concerns. And then that leads us to 5G, which is being rolled out. 5G is the infrastructure for the driverless cars. It is also the infrastructure for surveillance, as they want to lock you up in the cities. And so it's no surprise, as we see this kind of a strange story about Uber's flying hamburgers. They're going to be flying hamburgers to you via drone as soon as 2021. And of course, maybe pizza too, you know, but of course the term, I guess, flying pizza, there's a lot of flying pizza restaurants throughout the country. That's already been done. Maybe they could just call it flying saucers when they deliver it. And what this reminds me of is that Twilight Zone episode called To Serve Man. Yeah, Uber is going to serve man, not hamburgers. You are what's being served. You're the meat that is going to be served, because that was what was happening in the Twilight Zone episode. To Serve Man was actually a cookbook. And those aliens had come to Earth on a shopping trip. The humans were the meat that they were picking up. And so this is really, when they serve you your flying burgers, just understand you're on the menu. They have a division of Uber called Uber Eats. Maybe they should set up another division for beverages and they could call it Uber Sucks. They're going to deliver food within 5 minutes as opposed to all of those couriers that can take up to 30 minutes. And here's the other interesting thing about all these drone deliveries. Amazon is going to be able to deliver stuff. Uber will be able to deliver stuff. But we can't have everybody flying drones around. It would be absolute chaos. And so they will regulate it to a couple of big, responsible companies that will do it right. And all the rest of you people, small businesses, entrepreneurs, you'll be shut out. You'll be shut out of that business. This is The Tyranny. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with Google and their sidewalk labs, because you're going to be doing lots of walking. Your food may be flying, but you won't.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Expert resigns from Alphabet, that would be Google, or as I refer to them, Gulag. The Alphabet-backed smart city project called Sidewalk Labs that I've talked about several times on this show in Toronto. The privacy expert resigned over surveillance concerns. Anne Kavbokian, I think is the way you pronounce her name, former privacy commissioner of Ontario, publicly put out a resignation letter. She said, "I imagined us creating a smart city of privacy as opposed to a smart city of surveillance." Folks, if you don't understand that it was about surveillance from the very beginning, you don't understand what's going on at all. I understand a lot of people have been fooled by the UN 2030 agenda. They say it's for sustainability. No, it's for population control. It's got a thin veneer of green on it, and you've got a lot of people who are suckered into this. Perhaps she was. I think she probably was, because she got into it. She realized finally what it was about. We all better wake up to this before it's too late, before they get us into these ghettos, into these gulags being designed by these mandarins in Silicon Valley, and then they start doing the same kind of stuff to us that they're doing in cyberspace, in urban space, in physical space. And of course, they want to get you out of the suburbs. They want to get you out of the rural areas. They're shutting that down. That's what Agenda 21 was about to start with. It was about depopulating everything outside of the cities, packing everybody into a few mega cities where they could more easily control you. And then they made it more specific. At first, it was just an agenda from the United Nations for the 21st century. Then it became more specific. It became the UN 2030 agenda. And then they made it all about sustainability. Yes, we're going to protect the environment by locking up the humans into cities. And 5G is a big part of that. 5G is beginning to roll out in many major cities this coming spring. They expect it to be in most urban areas by 2020. And they're going to lock you up into those areas by 2030. That's the plan. And if you look at your city has a UN 2030 agenda. If it's a city of any size, Austin does, all the cities have a 2030 agenda. And you know, when I look at that with Austin, I mean, we've got over 1 million people. They're telling everybody, boil your water. We got silt in the water. We had a lot of rain and so forth, and it's flooded, something that these Democrats running Austin, these socialists running Austin, just like every other place that's run by socialist Democrats, they want to run every aspect of your life, and they can't even manage a water system. Not even a water system. It's ridiculous. But that's just my personal opinion here in Austin. You can see this repeated everywhere, though. Turning us into an S-hole just like San Francisco already has. These people are so concerned about plastic bags and sustainability, and they can't even sustain a water supply that they quote-unquote manage. Pathetic. Anyway, what's going on in Toronto? Well, in Toronto, these people foolishly took an island, and they turned it over to Google, to Alphabet, and said, create a prototype smart city here. Because, folks, the smart cities are going to be a model of public-private partnership, also known as fascism. It's going to have a thin veneer of private ownership. And then when you complain about what's being done to you, just like you complain about your free speech being taken down on the Internet, they'll say, well, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want. You know, as if a toll road company can ban you from the roads because they don't like your Ron Paul bumper sticker. Or maybe your Bernie Sanders sticker. You know, you have to go with Hillary or Jeb. Or if you want to ride on their roads. That really is the future, folks, if we turn this over to them. And people who are making this battle saying, you know, well, President Trump saying he's nationalist and so forth. Oh, he's a Nazi. And politicians, we just had another politician in Europe, have to publicly apologize for pointing out that the socialists were, socialists is what the Nazis called themselves. Yes, that's what National Socialist meant. The Nazi Party was a contraction of National Socialist. They were socialists who had a nationalist bent to it as opposed to an international bent to it. Was there really any difference, however, in the way the people were treated by Stalin, the communist, or by Hitler, the National Socialist? No. It was horrific in both places. Perhaps because he was in power longer, Stalin killed more people than Hitler did. But there's no difference. They're both authoritarian. They just had different lies in order to come to power. One guy pushes nationalism. The other guy pushes internationalism. But they both wanted to control everything in their country. Now, what Hitler did that was different was he worked with corporations like IBM, like Mercedes, like IG Farben. And they would produce the weapons for him. They would produce the gas for him. They would produce the control tactics for him. You know, the Hollerith codes to track people, the gas to gas them. That was all privately produced. And Hitler said, we're going to defeat the communists and we're going to defeat the Russians because we're going to keep these private companies. We're going to let them manage everything, you know, because communists can't even manage a water supply, as we see here in Austin, Texas. They can't even manage that. So we're going to keep the people who know how to make the trains run on time, the IBMs, the Mercedes, the IG Farbens. We're going to keep them in control. And we're going to let them help us to conquer the Russians and the communists and everybody else in Europe, and then we'll take them out as a final step. Here in America, it is very convenient for them to use the beard of private ownership to do things that we would never allow the government to do, and that's really where this all comes together. But it is simply fascism, the same kind of fascism that we saw with Hitler, and it is authoritarian. And if you don't believe that the socialists are authoritarian, if you think they're all just kumbaya liberals, look at them on the streets. Look at their policies. Look at them cheering as people that they disagree with are censored, banned. They are very authoritarian. We've never seen this kind of authoritarianism in America before that we're now seeing here. So what's going on in Toronto? They said a year ago, Waterfront Toronto enlisted Alphabet-backed Sidewalk Labs to create a plan for a smart city neighborhood in the Quayside development area. As a consultant for the endeavor, this woman who just resigned, Ann Kavokian, developed a plan called Privacy by Design that was meant to ensure citizens' private data would be protected. But then she said, this is about surveillance. It's not about privacy. They're not going to do any of that. And as a matter of fact, there was an op-ed published earlier this month by the former CEO of BlackBerry who said that this smart city being designed by the Gulag, by Google, by Alphabet, he called it a colonizing experiment in surveillance capitalism, attempting to bulldoze important urban, civic, and political issues. Well, he's absolutely right about that. The only problem is a lot of these people think everything's going to be just fine if the government were to do these things. They hate it when the corporations do it. And the Republicans and libertarians are just the opposite. They don't realize that they're working together.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have breaking news, red link to the top of the Drudge Report, an explosive device found near Bill and Hillary Clinton's home. I'm not sure which show. This is the one in Chappaqua, upstate New York. They have so many homes. You'd have to have a cluster bomb to cover every base, but this particular one appears to be real. And actually, they have done an update to the Soros case. Yesterday, I questioned whether or not it was actually a bomb or whether they suspected it was a bomb. They said they blew it up. They said nobody was in danger. Of course, that would be the case if it was isolated in a remote area. Nevertheless, they refused to say yesterday whether or not there was any explosive there or whether it was just an alarmed employee who called the police and they blew it up out of precaution. Now they are saying, according to this story from RT, that in Soros' case, investigators discovered a pipe bomb inside of the package and they detonated it as a precaution. Yesterday, they would not comment on that. They wouldn't comment when asked whether it was actually an explosive device or not. Today, they are saying that they found a pipe bomb inside the package that was left at the Soros residence. Today, according to NBC News, there is a package that may contain a pipe bomb similar to the one found in Soros's home, the same area, a few days earlier. So we'll see what happens. We'll see whether this is what the source of this is. It'll be interesting to see if this is. I'm sure that they can find this if this is a if this is real, and if it is a pattern of behavior. I'm sure they'll be able to find out who is doing that. I want to get back to the bomb that is being laid at all of our doorsteps, and that is the bomb to destroy your home, your privacy, your mobility, to lock you up in the cities, the smart cities. It starts with 5G. 5G that is going to be a threat to your health as well as to your privacy. But you're not going to have any control over any of those things. And I've talked about this for many months. I talked about it for many months before we were shut down, August the 6th. And then when we were shut down, I said, you know, we've been talking about this smart city situation and how Google is going to be running this and these same Silicon Valley corporations, just like we see here in Toronto. You got a privacy expert resigning from that saying, I thought this was going to be about privacy. And now I see it's all about surveillance. So it's like, wake up. When did you realize that Google wasn't there to protect your privacy, but to spy on everything that you do and to monetize everything that you do? I mean, they're in their cities. They're going to be watching everything that you do. They're going to be monitoring everything that you throw away because, you know, the beard is that it's all for sustainability. It's all for the environment and so forth. That's their justification for spying on everything that you do. But it'll be used to control you and to tax everything that you do as well. So wake up and welcome to the real world of smart cities. And finally, this one person, a privacy commissioner in Ontario who is collaborating with them before has awakened to that. But I said when they took us down on August the 6th, I said, are you going to let this same gulag, Google, Alphabet, whatever you want to call them, these people who are banning us from cyberspace? And I've had reports. I haven't verified them, but I've had people send me reports by email saying there's chat rooms and they're saying they can't even use, they're having to go to other chat rooms because they're saying that Google is shutting down their chats whenever they use the terms Alex Jones or InfoWars. They won't allow those terms to be used. And so they have to go other places and they're talking about it in other places. I've had Google go through and ferret out every video, even if it's posted by other people of me. It gets up for a little while and then they take it down. We created a channel, had nothing to do with InfoWars. We did it as an experiment and just put my name out there. Didn't put any InfoWars marking, had it very, very milquetoast. It looked like a coffee cup and so forth. Put up two videos and they shut me down as soon as I tweeted out about it. We got several hundred views. It had no views until I tweeted out about it. And then when I tweeted it, I got about 700 views and then they shut it down within 2 hours. And, so they're hunting down what we're doing there. How would you like for these same people to be running the city that you live in? What if they don't like what you're doing? Oh, kind of like in China where they take the social credit score. And they use it to oppress people in the real world. And of course, Google working hand in glove with them, Dragonfly and so forth. I mean, they're already looking at what people are doing on the internet, making it impossible for people to travel, to get a job. They can write them tickets instantly if they jaywalk and so forth. You want to live in that kind of hellhole? That kind of, Orwellian city? That's what Google is creating. Do you really want these people to do this? And now they've stepped it up. You know, after they banned InfoWars, after Google took down everything that I had on YouTube, 2 months later, as I reported, they took down 800 alternative media sites, most of them conservative or and Trump supporters, but many libertarian sites, and a lot of alternative left-wing sites that didn't like Trump at all. Some of them who had been cheering when InfoWars had been taken down. And so I interviewed the founder and the editor of Free Thought Project last week, talked to them about that because they had been there at the very beginning. They said when this happened to InfoWars back at the beginning of August, they said, today it's Alex Jones, tomorrow it'll be us, and then it'll be you. And then it was them. This is, you want to talk about fascism? This is fascism. It goes right back to what Pastor Martin Niemöller said. the famous quote, you know, first they came for that group and I didn't do anything about it because I wasn't a part of that group. Then they came for this other group and I wasn't a part of that group. And then it goes on and on. And then finally they came for me and there was nobody left to help me. We either stand together, as the founder said, we hang together or we hang separately. And so after I talked about the banning of over 800 sites by Facebook, just within a couple of days of that, they noticed me and the Twitter account that we had for this program. So a couple of days after that, last Thursday or Friday, they started whining about that. And immediately, Twitter took down the Real News site because I had the audacity to, in a satire, compare Hillary's reptilian alien space DNA to Pocahontas' DNA in a satire. And it wasn't even my satire. I was quoting Babylon Bee. But I put that up, and that was the basis for taking me down, because those guys can't take a joke. They think that the First Amendment and telling you that they're the free speech wing of the free party, Jack Dorsey says, oh, well, when we said that, when the Twitter CEO said that a couple of years ago, that was a joke. But they can't take a joke. They can't take satire either. So they shut me down the end of last week. Then we had yesterday, Twitter banned 18 InfoWars sites, things like the InfoWars store, ancillary sites that had been up that they didn't take down. They banned all those, even going so far as to take down people that aren't even associated with InfoWars. It just had InfoWars in the title. They liked it. A lot of people put organizations that they like or put President Trump's name in. So I imagine, you know, the day that they banned President Trump from Twitter, because the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said, I might ban Trump someday. I could do it. You know, he's CEO of Twitter. He can do that. Now, President Trump, on the other hand, he may be president of the United States, but he can't block anybody from his Twitter account. A judge ordered him. A judge told him that. But of course, Jack Dorsey can do whatever he wants, even though we had the 9 judges at the Supreme Court say that he can't. Nobody pays any attention to that ruling. Nobody pays any attention to the Supreme Court ruling, 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, where they rule that even if a company owns the public square, even if the public square is privately owned, it's still the public square and you can't censor people on it. We don't pay any attention to the Supreme Court rulings that we don't like, but the ones that we love, like Roe v. Wade, they become the law of the land. But the ruling that shuts down what these people do, we're going to ignore that one. And, of course, we're going to ignore the President of the United States, and we're going to let he can't ban people, but Jack Dorsey can take anybody out that he wishes off of Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about InfoWars, if you don't spread the word about NewsWars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting. So I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, we talk about censorship. I remember when Craig Sawyer, who has VetsForChildRescue.org, I remember about a year and a half ago when he was starting that, he came on to InfoWars onto the Alex Jones Show talking about this organization that he was setting up to help to rescue children who had been kidnapped, had been held in some cases in foreign countries by pedophile rings, some cases our country by pedophile rings, and just to shut down these predators. As he was talking about that, his donations started going through the roof, and within a couple of hours, the crowdfunding site shut him off. And so then we got him back on to talk about it. And you know, they didn't shut down Craig Sawyer. He kept going. And we're going to talk about what he has been able to accomplish in the last year and a half, some personal stories that have come out. He also had an interesting comment about the purpose of Gitmo, as told him by an admiral. The admiral told him, actually, this is set up for locking up high-level politicians as well. So I'd like to find out about that as well. But Craig Sawyer wasn't shut down by censorship. We're not going to be shut down by censorship here at InfoWars either. And by the way, if you want to support us, you can buy the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, the store that Twitter doesn't want you to know about, that Google doesn't want you to know about. You can go there. We've got the deepest, broadest sale we have ever had in our history. We've got 50% off all of the InfoWars Live products and free shipping. Never had this kind of discount before. Things like BrainForce, things like the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It has a good halogen, iodine in it. Also has nano silver to fight bacteria and virus as well. Of course, bacteria can give you gum disease, cause tooth loss, cause heart disease. It is a great toothpaste. Best toothpaste I've ever had. I think you'll like it as well. Many different natural supplements that you'll find there. And everything 50% off and free shipping store-wide. And we really do need your support at this point, especially. All right, so Craig's going to be joining us in the next hour, the bottom of the next hour. I want to go back to censorship and talk about how they're controlling the debate. We said as they shut us down on that fateful day, 12 hours, and all these different internet companies moved against InfoWars, we said they're trying to shut down information about the election, just a couple months out of the election, and they've continued to do that, as I point out. Another 800 smaller sites. Nobody really paid much attention to that when that happened. And again, it's not going to stop there. But take a look at what's going on in Brazil, because Brazil shows us the same kinds of patterns. This is a global pattern of censorship and control and tyranny because they're pushing the globalist agenda. Anybody that opposes the globalist and their globalist agenda are going to be getting the same kind of treatment. Look at Brazil, for example. We got an article at InfoWars.com by Kellen McGreen. It's what internet censorship is really about. The rise of Brazilian YouTubers. He says conservative activists in Brazil use the internet to defeat globalist politicians in that country. It's a freedom-minded conservative group that surged in popularity after they were able to spread their message online. They won many seats in the federal and state elections. The group is called MBL Brazilian language. It's a movement, the Brazil Liberty Movement is really what that stands for. But they, the initials in the Brazilian language are MBL, their libertarian movement. 16 candidates associated with MBL ran for office in the 2018 election. Six of them won at the federal level, more of them winning seats at the state level. 40% of their funding came from YouTube ad revenue, and the group plans on starting an individual page for each of their candidates who won an election. Their YouTube page gained over a million subscribers in the last year and is frequently featured on the front page of YouTube for Brazilian users. They speak out against political correctness pushed by the left, and they use memes to mock them. All of these things, by the way, are being targeted. Memes are going to be shut down under copyright law in the European Union. They're going to use copyright law now, again, the beard of private ownership to shut down your political speech. Just another spin on that common theme. And I call this controlling the debate because, as I've said many times, I have seen this going back 25, 30 years working in North Carolina, where third parties and independents would jump through all kinds of hoops to get onto the ballot that they would never, ever require, the Republicans or Democrats, and then to keep those third parties and independents out of the debate, they would let the debates be run by a private organization, a news organization that didn't want any news, that really didn't want to, I mean, you would think, wouldn't you, that it would be better rating if you would shake things up, if you'd get somebody in there who would say something different for a change, have a different approach on this, that you'd get three people there going back and forth? Wouldn't you think that'd make for better television? Yes, of course it would. But they don't want them on TV. And so they say, well, it's a private organization. They can do whatever they want. And if they don't want the people who are qualified on the ballot, then they can ban them from the public debate. And that is now what is happening in cyberspace. We've seen it happen for a long time. They said that while right now YouTube hasn't dropped the hammer on them, Facebook has. Facebook has discriminated against them and other conservatives. They said the Facebook censorship has taken its toll. They said we now have on Facebook 20 times less engagement than we did in 2016 or 2017. In other words, they've cut it down to about 5% of what they used to have. And, of course, the guy said, how did he start this movement? He started it from seeing videos on YouTube of Ron Paul and a Brazilian libertarian named Daniel Fraga. And so they're actually getting politically active. And so what does Facebook do? It shuts them down. And, of course, they're doing the same thing to the advertisers who are trying to advertise for the leading conservative, Bolsonaro. Facebook has now banned Bolsonaro. So they were making it different. They banned these Brazilian libertarians. Now they're banning the people who are trying to run ads for this political candidate, just days before the Brazilian runoff election. And so they just took down 68 pages, 43 accounts linked to the marketing group that was running the ads for the Brazilian candidate Bolsonaro. Now, this is the same guy who was attacked by a knife, by the way, still very popular. This is a group called RFA, the marketing group. They said they violated the website's rules related to spam. And why did they take them down? Oh, it's because a Brazilian newspaper complained about it. Just like you had the Daily Beast complain about my satire of Hillary Clinton. The Daily Beast, where Chelsea Clinton sits on the board of the company that owns Daily Beast, IAC. The Brazilian newspaper claimed that the marketing group, supporting this right-wing, candidate. And so they took them down based on that. Facebook claimed the removal of RFA's pages and accounts was part of many actions that they have taken to prevent bad actors from interfering with Brazil's elections on Facebook. And the leftist presidential contender of the Workers' Party was also complaining. He said that these Facebook-owned messaging apps like WhatsApp were being used to spread misinformation about the election. And let me ask you this. When have you ever seen an election where candidates of both parties, don't accuse the other side of misinformation? And so because this leftist Workers' Party doesn't like the conservatives in Brazil, they complain about it. The leftist press complains about it, and so Facebook shuts them down. But what's happening here in America after they shut down InfoWars, shut down 800 other sites just a couple of weeks ago? We now have Facebook allowing Beto to buy ads. As a matter of fact, he's the top political spender. He has shelled out $5.37 million on Facebook sites. Now remember, when we were told that the Russians hacked the election, Facebook went back and said, after they were pressured over and over again by the Democrats, because that's where this is really coming from. It's coming from the establishment. After they were pressured the third time, they came back and said, well, we have identified, I think, $100,000 worth of ads that were run by Russian trolls. And we all laughed about that, as if that was going to flip the election, where over $1 billion was spent on advertising. But here we see that Beto, Robert O'Rourke, known as Beto, has spent 53 times the amount that Facebook said the Russians spent to hack the 2016 presidential election. And he spent 53 times that on a state election. Is Beto hacking the election? Maybe it's Soros or other billionaires who support Beto O'Rourke, like Steyer, like Tom Steyer. Maybe they're hacking the election. Maybe Facebook is hacking the election. Google shut down the advertising campaign of the Toronto mayoral candidate, Faith Goldie. I talked to her as she was running for mayor. They did the same thing to her in Canada that they did to the party in Brazil. Just days before the election, they shut it down. They shut her down on a Saturday before the election on Monday. Said, we don't like the ads that you're running, so we're going to shut it down. She said, Americans should pay attention because Google's going to use these tactics in your election next. Oh, yes, they're using them already.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Remember just a day or two before they're going to have the primaries in California that Google put up on their, if you Google the Republican Party of California, you would see that it was a neo-Nazi white supremacist group. Remember they had that up on Google as their definition of the Republican Party? People cried foul and they eventually took it down. Well, just 48 hours before they had an election for mayor in Toronto, Faith Goldie was informed by Google that her entire online advertising campaign was taken down. And I was just talking about what happened in Brazil. In Brazil, it was an advertising agency, and they said, you've got too many accounts. You must be a fake. You got too many accounts on Facebook. Well, she tweeted out when she saw this, and she still had Twitter. She said, it's total lies. She said, I've got one account, one credit card for one campaign. She's not even an advertising agency like the ones that they just change the lies whenever they've got their rules, but they don't follow them. You know, they say, well, three strikes, you're out. I never had any strikes. They took me down right away on Google. And I have had now since August the 6th when they took it down, I've now had over 7,500 emails saying a complaint has been received and your channel has been terminated. Never identified what the complaint was. Never identified a single video. Another account that I set up that just had two videos somehow got three strikes, just like 9/11. Never given an explanation. These people make the rules. They don't follow the rules. They're just like Hillary Clinton. Anyway, she says, so they took this down. They did it on a Saturday. She said the Google offices aren't even going to be open until the day of the election. Why did they hate her? Well, because she was running a Canada First campaign. Publicly opposed illegal immigration, she promised to launch a special research desk on Islamic extremism to monitor finances in and out of Toronto Islamic centers. Why would she do that? Well, they'd had a couple of high-profile terrorist attacks in Toronto as well. So wouldn't we want to know who these people are, right? Should we monitor that? And she said Americans should pay attention because Google is pioneering tactics in Canada, which will be used against patriots south of the border come 2020. Well, they're using these same tactics south of our border as well in Brazil. At the same time, all these same companies. Big tech, she said, is interfering with democratic elections based on their political bias, and that should be deeply troubling to every candidate and every voter committed to democratic values. You know what we need to have? We need to have, maybe we should make this the title of this segment. Democracy dies in Silicon Valley. Doesn't die in darkness. You know, this is a subtitle for the Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. No, it dies in Silicon Valley. That's where it's dying right now. And these people are pushing it. She said, our campaign has endured attacks also from the collusive corporate media above this Google censorship. She said, in two instances, our campaign purchased advertising spots from mainstream media organizations in Canada. In both cases, after signing contracts, our campaign had the contracts illegally terminated hours before our scheduled airtime, while no reason was given as to why. Yeah, you know, kind of like that veteran. Triple amputee, decorated veteran who was running a conservative site They had enticed him on Facebook to spend over $300,000 in ads, and then they just terminated him without explanation. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff they do. And so we have Silicon Valley, at the same time that they're doing that, at the same time that they shut down the ads for political candidates, at the same time that they shut down conservative libertarian news organizations, they allow Beto O'Rourke to spend $5.3 million in Texas. And as I said before, that's 53 times the amount that all these people were whining about the Russians manipulating and hacking the election because they spent $100,000. Well, that was in a national election. And of course, it would have been inconsequential even if true. But it is true that Beto spent 53 times that amount in a state election. They will reward one group. They will completely block and censor the other. And Silicon Valley's employees are doing the same thing with their personal money. They're putting their money where their mouth is. President Trump better do something about this, and he better do it fast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have President Trump's campaign manager for 2020, Brad Parscale. He was managing social media and electronic media, I think, for President Trump in the previous campaign. He has now become his general campaign manager at this time. He's announced him as that. And he is saying that big tech is meddling with free speech and with elections. Well, he'd be absolutely right about that. The question is, what is President Trump going to do about it? See, we have governments and we have presidents that we elect to protect our rights, to protect our borders. Do something about it. Don't just talk about it. You get elected when you explain to people that you agree with them on the problem and you have a solution for the problem. Yeah, I understand the problem and here's the solution. We're going to build a wall. We're going to do this or that. And people say, yeah, we want that done. And then you've got to follow up on it if you want to get reelected. And if you don't follow up on the fact that big tech is meddling with our elections, if you don't do something about that, you're not going to get reelected. They will shut you down. It isn't that we're going to abandon you. I mean, where are we going to go, right? We're going to vote for the Democrats. and that's the problem, is the Republicans don't follow up on their campaign promises because they know the Democrats are even worse. And we have this two-party system. Only two parties are ever allowed. You don't even have a third voice allowed into the debates. That's where all this censorship started. And that's why we're in this problem. Because it's like, oh, you're going to go, you know, the lesser of two evils is what you always wind up getting. As he talked to Breitbart, one of the things that he said was that it's the public square of the 21st century. Yes, it is the public square. We had Jack Dorsey of Twitter say that five times when he testified on Capitol Hill. He said it another three times after he said their commitment to free speech was a joke. He said, but it is the public square. And we've had the Supreme Court tell private corporations what they cannot do in the public square. They cannot censor it. And for the life of me, I can't understand why nobody in the Trump administration, nobody even here at InfoWars, wants to pay any attention to that. We have a Supreme Court decision. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. Look it up. How many times do I have to say this? Nobody wants to talk about what the real solution is. Everybody wants to pretend we don't know what to do because it's private property. It's not private property. It's not your private property. My free speech is not your private property. You can have your corporation. You can have your privately owned public square. But we create governments. We elect presidents to protect our rights. And our rights are not to be taken by a corporation any more than they're to be taken by a government. And the government is behind this, using these private corporations as a beard. And if you don't understand that, just take a look at how nobody talks about this and nobody does anything about it because they're complicit in it. A neocon has said, Free Thought Project, just the beginning, says a top neocon insider. This was tweeted out by Jeb Sprague. Jeb is somebody who is with the Gray Zone Project. They're a outlet that focuses on online censorship. And what they exposed is a guy by the name of Jamie Fly that they were talking to I guess they were abroad somewhere where they were talking to this guy. Anyway, they quoted him, Jeb Sprague. He said, I just had a chance to speak recently with a major neocon official in the German Marshall Fund. I felt compelled to write here and expose the collusion taking place between Facebook and leading DC think tanks in censoring alternative media voices. He said, at a Berlin security conference, that's where it was, a Berlin security conference, hardline neocon Jamie Fly appeared to claim credit for Facebook's recent purge of alternative media outlets and promised, this is just the beginning. Fly helps lead a top District of Columbia initiative on Russian interference. Now, I talked about this about a week to 2 weeks ago when they took down the 800 sites. You had a group that was called Prop or Not. And they were celebrating. They were saying, oh, look, Russia's very upset about this. There were just 800 propaganda sites for Russia out there taken down. And we looked at this and we said, hey, you know, Atlantic Council is a NATO military industrial complex, deep state, bunch of rats. It's not just the Democrats, folks, who are taking this down. It's the establishment. It is the military industrial complex. It's the establishment Republican and Democrat who are in the process of taking this stuff down. And of course, Atlantic Council is a neocon NATO military industrial complex think tank that gave a lot of money to Facebook in the early days. And of course, you go back to the creation of Facebook and the establishment of Facebook and of Google and these other internet companies that now own the internet, they were given financial assistance by venture capital firms that had a lot of these people in the deep state, a lot of people from DARPA, from the Pentagon, sitting on their boards of directors. I mean, the CIA even created a venture capital firm, Incutel, in the late 1990s. As the internet was becoming practical, they wanted to start funding the people that they were going to hand over control of the internet to. They were going to pick the winners and fund them. And they've been doing that actively, openly doing that. More openly in some cases than in others. But you also had the Atlantic Council think tank giving money to Facebook. Now, Facebook is now giving money back to them and doing exactly what the Atlantic Council wants, which is shutting down anybody that opposes the globalist agenda. And this is coming, again, from Republicans and Democrats. It's not just the Democrat Party that opposes President Trump. You understand he's got a lot of opposition within the Republicans. A lot of never-Trumper, a lot of neocon opposition there. And so he was saying at this Berlin security conference, this guy is bragging about the fact that they're responsible for getting these 800 sites, like Free Thought Project, taken down. And, of course, they're behind the censorship for InfoWars as well. These people in the military industrial complex had said back in November 2017 that there's an information war on social media. That's where the big guns are, where the big cannons are. We have to silence those cannons. We have to censor these sites that are using YouTube, that are using social media so effectively. We can't defeat them unless we take out their voices. They said that in congressional testimony. Nobody paid any attention to it, just like they don't pay any attention to Supreme Court decisions that would stop all this stuff. And so this is what he had to say to them. Jamie Fly, he said, Russia, China, and other foreign states take advantage of our open political system. They can invent stories that just get repeated and spread through different sites. So we're just starting to push back. Just this last week, Facebook began starting to take down sites, and this is just the beginning. Same thing we saw from Proper Not, as they were dancing on the grave of over 800 small media organizations, just as they had danced on the social media graves of InfoWars 2 months earlier. They came out and said, this is just the beginning, and we're going to come for the websites next. They're not going to stop at social media. Understand, InfoWars and these other sites, most of them, didn't get really big on social media. They were already very effective. They got much, much bigger, much faster with social media. But they already had a following. Alex Jones is already there with InfoWars.com, with radio channels and so forth before any of this stuff happened. It helped to get on social media, helped to get that information out, helped to explode it, helped to get a big footprint, so they had to take that down. Now, who is this guy, Jamie Fly? Jamie Fly started his career in U.S. political circles, reports the Free Thought Project, as an advisor to George W. Bush. Yeah. He was also a foreign policy advisor and national security consultant for Marco Rubio, little Marco, when he was running for president. Remember little Marco who told Alex Jones, I don't know who you are. I don't go to your website. InfoWars. I mean, he didn't say InfoWars. He just said, I don't go to your site. He knew he had a site. He knew who he was. And of course, if he wanted to shut down free speech, he would have had InfoWars, he would have had Alex Jones testifying, but, or other people that have been shut down. But he just wanted to make sure they were going to shut down the people he wanted shut down. Marco Rubio, George W. Bush, the Republican establishment, people like Bill Kristol, they're behind this.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, extract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Paldarco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we know where this is coming from. This guy, Jamie Fly, who is at a Berlin security conference. Yeah. Great place for it, isn't it? Talk about an iron curtain. That's what they're putting on the internet right now. And so he's bragging about how he and the military-industrial complex is responsible for online censorship. And he was called out on it by Jeb Sprague, who was there. And then who is this guy? Again, an advisor for George W. Bush. He was also an advisor on foreign policy and national security for Marco Rubio when he was running for president. For 4 years, he headed the Foreign Policy Initiative, a pro-Israeli think tank founded by neocons like Bill Kristol and Robert Kagan. All these people, Max Boot, all these never-Trumpers out there. You know, the GOP, as it was constituted under people like George W. Bush and Marco Rubio, the GOP didn't stand for grand old party. It was the globalist old party. And we don't want that old party back. But these people know that they can't hold on to power unless they rig social media. And it is a psychological experiment. I've talked about that many times. But there is, we already have what we need to shut this down. We don't need to wring our hands and think about whether or not we want to come after them in some kind of antitrust regulation, or we got to have new laws. What? You don't need new laws. It's the government itself that's behind all of this censorship. It's the establishment, Republicans and Democrats. All the people who pushed all this phony, Russia did the election, Russia did the election. That was why they did it. The end goal was to take over control. They said the Russians hacked the election. How did they hack the election? Oh, they didn't get into the voting machines, they said. They told people the truth about Hillary Clinton. They got into the DNC, which, by the way, was a lie. We've shown that's a lie. Many of the people, you know, WikiLeaks, who have never lied to us, said, no, we didn't get that from any state actors. We were handed that information. We had multiple people inside WikiLeaks tell us that. We've had people from outside WikiLeaks. William Binney, a guy who knows what he's talking about, the former global technical head of the NSA for decades. He was the lead in terms of technology for the NSA. He said it's not possible. They looked at the time, date stamps, and how long it took to transfer the information. They said it's not possible. Could not have been done over the internet. It had to have been handed to somebody, which is exactly what we'd been told by WikiLeaks from the very beginning. But these people are pushing this narrative of Russia did it, Russia did it. Of course, it's coming from the military-industrial complex. They want the new Cold War. These people were very upset when the Soviet Union fell. They wanted an enemy. They created terrorism. They created 9/11 so they could get this surveillance state, this police state started in the U.S., but the real big bucks come from all of the military equipment you buy for a Cold War between Russia and the United States. They wanted to restart that very badly. And they wanted to take down free speech. All of this stuff converges perfectly and take down President Trump because he's the result of when you have free speech. And people say, we don't want the globalist old party. We want something different. We want America first. And so the globalist old party invents this Russia fake stuff. You've got these organizations like the Foreign Policy Institute, people like Jamie Fly bragging about it, bragging about how they were behind the censorship, the most recent censorship of the 800 sites a couple of weeks ago, saying the, you just wait, this is just the beginning. We're going to come for the websites as well. We're going to totally, totally ban everything. You see, they're already doing shadow banning of websites with the Google search engine and other things. So the next step after shadow banning is the outright banning. We saw that pattern with social media. In the last few years, Jamie Fly showed up as an expert on social media and on Russian disinformation on various outlets to speak about the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. And according to Jeb Sprague, Jamie Fly, who is bragging about this stuff, also stated that he was working with the Atlantic Council and the campaign to purge alternative media from social media platforms like Facebook. Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab says that their mission is to root out fake news. The think tank is just like the German Marshall Fund, which this guy was with there in Berlin, in terms of the policies that it furthers, some commentators simply calling it the PR branch of NATO. You understand that NATO and the military-industrial complex and the never-Trumper Republicans and the people like Marco Rubio and the Bushes are behind the opposition of President Trump, and it all flows together. It's all tied together with all this internet censorship. And they're able to get this through. I mean, Trump is not stopping them. And they will stop Trump because they have other tricks up their sleeves as well. They can manipulate public opinion. And as we said before, and I've said many times, that the elections are compromised. There's a lot of corruption in these elections. The big cities, they can stuff the ballots, and now it's a lot worse. They can flip the electronic voting machines or the electronic tabulation of the votes. It's far easier for them to do it with electronic voting. Electronic voting first started in Venezuela to get Hugo Chavez in. That's where they had the first widespread. So that's where Smartmatic got its start. Now they have come out and distanced themselves, supposedly, from Hugo Chavez. They called corruption in the most recent Venezuelan election, Smartmatic did, to try to get their credibility up here in the United States. But for a long time, they were the largest electronic voting machine corporation. They've been accused of rigging elections throughout Central and South America. They've been accused of rigging elections in the Philippines. But of course, they were brought in and by the GOP in Utah to run their primaries going back to 2016. And we've got a lot of opportunity for the election to be rigged. The only way that they don't rig elections is if you've got a candidate like President Trump who has a landslide victory in the vote. And then they get too shaky about it. They say, well, we'll try something else. Well, that something else is to say the Russians rigged the election. And then to shut down the media that helped to push back against their globalist agenda. And so we got Facebook running their war room surveillance by corporations, as True Pundit points out. Their war room designed to bring leaders from 20 different teams representing 20,000 global employees working on safety and security all together in one room to lead a crusade against conservative misinformation on the platform. Now, they're pushing back against anybody that opposes their globalist agenda. They've been put in power by the globalists, and they're going to push back on that. And you've got the YouTube CEO out there warning that this EU regulation of memes and other things, in the name of copyright, is going to end YouTube as we know it. No, it's going to end free speech as we know it. And quite frankly, they're perfectly fine with that. They're not concerned about that. just as they say, well, you can't stop the private companies that own the public square. You can't stop them because it's private. They're also going to say, well, you can't have a meme out there because that's privately owned too. That's right. That's the whole purpose of all this, isn't it? So that a few individuals can own everything. They own all the memes. They own all the social media. They own all the streets on which you walk. That means that they own you too, doesn't it? You let this happen.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Deceit, telling
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, yesterday I did a parody, and I guess this could get me shut down as well, you know, because I got shut down for the parody of Hillary Clinton. As everybody was talking about Elizabeth Warren's DNA tests, they did the Babylon Bee had a parody of Hillary Clinton and said, I got my DNA test, and look, I'm only 50% reptilian alien invader, and not 100%. All those conservatives out there are lying about me. I thought that was really funny. But the Daily Beast didn't, because she's kind of like their grandmother. You know, Chelsea Clinton sits on the board that owns, the board of IAC that owns Daily Beast. And, of course, IAC paid Chelsea Clinton because she's such an expert on all things that have to do with the Internet. You know, she's one of the inventors of the Internet, along with her political uncle, Al Gore. And so she knows all about the Internet. She knows all about technology and advertising and all these different things. So, of course, you would want to have Hillary Clinton on your board. You'd pay her $50,000 to get on the board and give her $250,000 in stock. And now those stock options every year. And now those stock options that she's gotten over the years are now worth $6.6 million. And you better not criticize the mommy or the grandmommy, you know, because Hillary Clinton is the grandmommy of Daily Beast. Better not criticize her, even as a satire, because that's very devastating. As Saul Alinsky said, satire is the most devastating of all speech. There's no answer for it, except to censor people, which is what they did. And so I talked about that, and I got really risky yesterday, because I talked about another Babylon Bee story where they had George Soros up there as Charlton Heston portraying Moses in the Ten Commandments, the exodus of the Israelis out of Egypt. Let my people go. Don't stop the caravan. You know, he's a socialist Moses who is leading his people across the desert into the promised land. And he is going to, as I said yesterday, he's going to divide the red states in the process. Well, he is trying to divide the red states. He has rented evangelicals, and he has rented Christian leaders. This is a story that came out from True Pundit. It's a new video that is being put out by the American Association of Evangelicals. And what they're doing is they're revealing how George Soros, through his many different NGOs and funding organizations, has been infiltrating Christian organizations, at least nominally Christian, to push open borders. We got the Catholic Church pushing it. That's all that the Pope cares about anymore. He doesn't care about traditional Catholic doctrine. He doesn't care about families. He doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about anything the Catholic Church has ever talked about. He's simply on the globalist agenda of climate change, global warming, and open borders. That's what the Pope is about. And it's not surprising, because he comes from a tradition of liberation theology in South America. A bunch of Marxists who joined up and took over the Catholic Church in Central and South America for the most part, heavily influenced by the Jesuits there. And that's where the Pope comes from. And we have a sister organization, a sister structure, similar to the liberation theology people, called Sojourners. Now, wouldn't you expect Sojourners to push open borders? So the American Association of Evangelicals put out a press release, said Democrat ministers Reverend Jim Wallace and his allies are now touring many states on quote-unquote vote the common good buses. They want to split the evangelical vote before the midterm elections. The AAE video features the newly released voice recording of Jim Wallace, who is the head of Sojourners, publicly denying that he's received Soros funding, and yet His receipt of Soros funding has been reported as many as 8 years ago. It's been going on for quite some time. The National Review reported on it back in 2010. Other organizations talked about it at the time. The money has been flowing from a lot of Soros-tied open society grants. As a matter of fact, the title of the National Review article back in August of 2010 was Soros Funding of Sojourners is Only the Tip of the Iceberg. That's right. It's the tip of the iceberg. So he is the Moses bringing these people in, and now he is using Protestant organizations just like they've used the Pope to push for open borders. Michael Moore is saying that he is welcoming the last days of the dying dinosaur. The old white man, he said, who has been making the decisions since the beginning of time. Michael Moore, himself, an old white man. And of course, they're the ones who are the worst because they've got a virtue signal that they hate white people more than anybody else hates white people. The self-loathing liberals who hate themselves. That's Michael Moore. He said, if you allow rich corporations to buy up and control most of the media, was he there protesting when these rich corporations bought up the media, when they took over control of the internet, when they censored us? No, he's with that group of liberals who are applauding the censorship. All these liberals who always said that they hated corporations more than you can imagine. All cheering it when the corporations do censorship of people that they don't like. But he says, if you allow rich corporations to buy up and control most of the media and then put things on the media that are intended to appeal to stupidity, it's in all of us, you will have a dumbed down nation. Well, that's precisely the point. That was why DARPA created the internet. J.C.R. Licklider was a psychologist. And he said, hey, we can affect the way that people think. You've got Google and their good censor document saying, we're going to tell people you don't want liberty. We're going to take away that liberty and that freedom. We are going to elevate dignity. You know, so we got to take away your liberty so we can give dignity to other people. No, actually, they're pushing the kind of operant conditioning that B.F. Skinner pushed when he said we're beyond freedom and dignity. You don't have any dignity if they take away your freedoms, folks. Nate Silver, meanwhile, he agrees with Michael Moore. He thinks this is the end of the old white man party, or the end of America, quite frankly, is what they want. And it's kind of interesting, as we look at this story from Zero Hedge by Kurt Nimmo. He says, note that you have Michael Moore saying, allow. Isn't that interesting? If Michael Moore was in control of the state, he would decide what corporations are allowed to do business and which ones are not. And those corporations would decide who is going to be allowed to speak and who isn't, aren't they? Wouldn't they? Right? That's what you have when you turn a basic fundamental right like free speech into a government or corporation granted privilege. We don't let corporations or governments take our human rights. Not if we don't want to be slaves. Nate Silver out there is saying, well, only give the Republicans a 1 in 5 at best chance of keeping the House. So that's 20% at best. Well, you know, that's a better odds than he gave Trump of defeating Hillary back in 2016. He said, there's 92% chance that Hillary is going to win. Now he's saying there's an 80% chance that the House is going to win. How does this guy know all of this stuff? I mean, does he know how to flip the levers on the electronic voting machines or something? How do they have this already cranked in? As I said yesterday, the early results of early voting are showing much heavier turnout in most of the key voting states for Republicans than for Democrats. It appears that the Republicans are far more energized because of things like Kavanaugh and the caravan, as President Trump has said. That may be why you're seeing these multiple alleged bombing attacks. There haven't been any bombs that have gone off yet. They've said these are things that look like bombs. As I said yesterday, they were really dancing around it. All the headlines were bomb, 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 bomb. But when you really look at it, they say, well, it was something that looked like a bomb. We blew it up out of precaution. Now they're coming back and saying, well, we think it was a pipe bomb or what. You know, I don't know if these things are real. I don't know if it's a false flag to some degree. It almost looks like the kind of thing that we see on an annual basis as Syria, as Assad, is starting to take down a stronghold of ISIS. Then all of a sudden, he snatches defeat out of the jaws of victory by using gas when he doesn't need to. Now, why would somebody be putting bombs around with Obama and Hillary and Soros right at this point?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Set me free, why don't you play? Get up alive, why don't you play? You really don't want me.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about the Trump wave, Obama's wave goodbye. I guess you could call it maybe his swan song. Oh, he's going to be coming back. Don't worry. He's going to be around for a long time. And so is Hillary. And we're happy to see that. I've got a story here about Governor Abbott offering to pay Nancy Pelosi's full expenses if she will come to Texas and campaign for Democrats. So it's like, please keep campaigning. We want to see Obama and Biden and Hillary and Pelosi campaigning everywhere. Even to the extent that you have Democrats now offering to pay for their expenses to make that happen. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But before I do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because folks, if you don't support us, free speech is not free, and free speech is under attack by the biggest corporations the world has ever seen right now, who are now tampering with our election. You can see that in Brazil. You can see it in Canada. You can see it here in America. At the same time, they shut down our voices. They're elevating other voices. You've got Beto O'Rourke spending $5.3 million just on Facebook alone, 53 times the amount that the Russians purportedly hacked the presidential national election with. He's spending that just in this state. So it's very important that we keep free press out there. And this censorship on social media is just the beginning, according to the NATO military industrial complex globalists who are behind this and bragging about it, saying, yeah, we were responsible for that, and we're going to do more. So, folks, if you want to support us and support your health and support the health of your family, we've got a lot of products right now. All the InfoWars Live products on InfoWarsStore.com, discounted 50% along with free shipping. That's all of the products, 50% plus free shipping. Things like BrainForce Plus, our super silver fluoride free toothpaste with nano silver. We have our all natural sleep aid, Knockout, Super Male Vitality, Real Red Pill, Bod Ease. All the different products that we sell at InfoWars Life are now 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. Okay, so you got Nate Silver out there at doing his political analysis. The same genius that told us that Hillary Clinton had a 92% chance of winning is now telling us that the Democrats have an 80% chance of taking the House. Maybe they're going to get, maybe we should call that the silver medal. Maybe the Democrats, let's hope the Democrats get the silver medal in this election, because in a two-way race, that's called losing. It's not the gold medal, it's second place. Let's hope that happens. And as many people are pointing out, Business Insider's headline, Democrats' hope of a blue wave midterm shrinks as Trump is delivering for the GOP base. Just take a look at the difference in what has happened in the last couple of days and the rallies for Obama and Biden and Trump in Nevada. And then take a look at what happened with the rally in Texas, of course. But Obama, kind of interesting. We have a story about it on InfoWars.com. The numbers of the Trump rally dwarf those at the Obama event. And, of course, we compared the pictures of what was going on in Houston with what Obama was doing at his rally in Nevada. As Conservative Treehouse said, there's almost nobody there at the Obama rally. It is an Obama Potemkin village again, only this time in Nevada. And, of course, you know what the Potemkin village was. That was a village that they would construct for the Russian monarch who was going through touring the countryside. And they wanted to show how wonderful everything was. So they built this village and then let the monarch pass through it. And as the monarch is spending the night, they would deconstruct the village and they would move it down the road. And they would see, you know, the next town the monarch would get to. The village looked great again. Never noticed that it was the same stuff happening again. So what happened at the Obama rally? Couldn't even fill a small Las Vegas pavilion. Let's go back and look. I think instead of comparing Trump's rally in Houston, you know, this is a red state here in Texas, big supporters of President Trump. Nevada is a Democrat state. So let's take a look at what happened, for example, with Trump versus the Biden and Obama rallies, just to give you an idea as to whether or not Nate Silver is correct and you need to just stay home, all you Republicans. So Trump went to Elko, Nevada. It's the seventh largest city in Nevada. Biden and Obama went to Las Vegas. Elko is a former mining town. It's got a population of only 20,000 people, and the town, the county, has 53,000 people. Las Vegas has 613,000 people. Not 20,000, but 613,000. Its population density, as a matter of fact, is 18,000 times higher than the rest of Nevada, other towns in Nevada, because most of Nevada is just federally stolen land. But if you look at the other towns in Nevada, it is 180 times denser in population in Las Vegas than it is in places like Elko. As a matter of fact, compared to the rest of the United States, Las Vegas is 4,900% denser or 49 times denser than the rest of the United States. And yet, in that dense Democrat stronghold of Las Vegas, you had Joe Biden get 193 people. And President Trump got 8,500 people with an overflow crowd of another 7,000 to 8,000 people in that small town of Elko, Nevada. So Biden gets 193. Now, what happened with Obama? Obama goes to Las Vegas as well. As a matter of fact, he goes to the University of Las Vegas, where they had the final debate between Hillary and Trump. And they decided, instead of going to the facility there they have at the University of Las Vegas, the Thomas and Mack Center, that can hold 19,000 people, they decided to go to a different facility on the same campus that could only hold about 2,000 people. That's the Cox Pavilion. Actually, at its most, it can hold 3,000 people. What they did was they partitioned that off so that it would look full with only 2,000 people. In Nevada, blue state Nevada. And they had to partition it off that smaller pavilion that would only hold about one-tenth of what the other one would. They had to partition that so that it would look full. This is what is happening with Obama. Now, as Obama is there, he is, of course, calling President Trump a tin-pot dictator. As we talked about yesterday, he took credit for all the economic miracles that have happened. And he referred to himself 92 times in 38 minutes. So we see that across the board, President Trump and the Republicans are energized. That may be, as I said, why we're now seeing a lot of bomb scares. I don't know that any of these bombs are real. And the bomb scares themselves may be the same kind of false flag that we saw happening surrounding Syria as Assad was about to close in and finish off ISIS. If anybody is doing this for real, not only should they be arrested for trying to kill somebody, but they also ought to be kicked out of any political movement for being boneheaded stupid. I mean, it is so incredibly stupid, it makes you wonder if it is, in fact, a false flag. No evidence that it's a false flag, but, of course, no evidence that it's real either at this point in time. It's too early to say either of those things. Former head of the Clinton Foundation and former Secretary for Health and Human Services in the Bill Clinton administration, Donna Shalala, is running in Florida in a key House race in Florida, and she is getting shellacked by the Republican there, Maria Elvira Salazar. Now, the interesting thing about this was, just a few weeks ago, it was rated as likely Democrat. Then it became a toss-up. Now, the Republican is ahead by 9 points. Another indicator of what is happening here and why I think Nate Silver is wrong. You got the Democrat, Keith Ellison. Now, this guy is the first Muslim congressman. Remember, he wouldn't take the oath of office on the Bible. He demanded to be given the oath of office on the Quran. And he loves his Somalis there in Minnesota. They put him in office. He is also the deputy chair of the DNC. Now, Democrat Congressman Keith Ellison in his race for attorney general. And again, remember, it's Soros who is putting a lot of money behind attorney general races throughout the country. Right after the election, after they lost, you had Obama and Eric Holder get together and say, we're going to fund attorney general races. And the person who is putting the money up is George Soros, because if they can't win elections, they're going to try to win lawsuits everywhere. That's their strategy. And so you got Keith Ellison trying to run for attorney general in Minnesota. And he is now losing to the Republican there by a full 7 points. Now, he was ahead by 12 points not long ago. So that's a 20-point movement in that race. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a blue wave or not. You've got the guy who is the actual chair. He's the deputy chair, Keith Ellison is. But the guy, Perez, who's the chair, says, we don't talk about blue waves anymore. I think we're going to win, but it's not going to be a wave. Yeah, it isn't. They know that. We come back. We're going to talk about the trans citizens, the trans voters, and the trans insanity of Hollywood. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, folks, let's talk about the trans citizens. There's been some interesting comments by Jorge Ramos. He is traveling or walking with the army of invaders coming into this country, saying, there's nothing wrong here. These people are just refugees. They're not dangerous. They're not criminals. They don't want your money. They're not going to steal your home, your house. We have to understand that you people need to be ashamed of yourself if you want to protect your borders. That makes you evil. And we have Geraldo saying the same thing. And even Sean Hannity is saying, yeah, I know Trump is saying he's going to send the military to the border, but I don't want him to send the military to the border because we might have a confrontation. Somebody might get hurt. Oh, don't want that to happen. I mean, you know, if somebody wants your car, you just give it to them. Don't even call the police. If you know, if somebody comes up and jacks your car, you don't call the police because the police might get rough with that guy. They might hurt him. Just let him have your car. And just, you know, consider the fact that, it would be a bad thing for you to report that. Don't try to stop him. Don't have the police stop him. You just let him steal your car. That's what we should do. And so that's kind of the line that we're seeing here on Fox. We're going to play the clip for you here in just a moment. We have President Trump, and many people are wringing their hands, especially outside of the Republican Party and Fox News. Migrant caravan could prompt a wider confrontation between the U.S. and Mexico. We wouldn't want to have that, would we? I mean, they're our friends, right? That's why they tell their citizens to come here for a free education. That's why when President Trump says, I'm going to, and kind of indicates to some of the people that he might send the Dreamers home, the Mexican consulates all over the United States and every state, just as they did here in Austin, they put signs up, we'll help you to fight this. We'll help you to stay here. We'll help you to navigate the law so you don't get deported. So you can stay here and get a free education. And as these people have their dreams of a free education, our dream of home ownership shrinks or disappears because their free education is paid for by our taxes. Whether you have a house or whether you rent an apartment, the taxes are paying for the schools and all these free schools. I mean, what is the limit? How many people can we educate for free here in this country? I tell you what, the thing that concerns me more than anything is not even the dollar amount, but what is being taught in our schools. That's what scares me to death. The filth and corruption that we have become the fountainhead of, So we're going to talk about not only the trans citizens, these people who identify as American citizens. So we should go with their identification. You know, if you identify as a different race, we are to respect that, just like we did with Rachel DeLisle. Or if you identify as a different nationality, like Robert O'Rourke, if he wants to call himself Beto, that makes him Hispanic. So we identify and honor that. Some people don't want to identify as a different race or a different nationality or ethnic group. They want to identify as a different sex, so we should indulge in that fantasy. If they want to see themselves as Americans, these trans citizens have proclaimed themselves as Americans, and they're now on their way, and we should welcome them with open arms. And shame on us, say people like Geraldo Rivero and Jorge Ramos. Shame on us if we don't welcome these trans Americans that are going to be coming across our borders. And then they're going to be people who identify with the Democrat Party. These trans citizens will become trans voters. All of this insanity, and we're supposed to just sit there and accept it. And like I said, the thing that really concerns me more than anything is if I had to, I would be taking my kids on a journey out of this country if it wasn't possible to homeschool them, so they wouldn't be subjected to this transgender, gender fluidity brainwashing that we have in our Sodom and Gomorrah schools. We're going to talk about that in the next hour as well. And we're going to have Craig Sawyer joining us at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the trans citizens. You know, trans are so trendy right now, aren't they? We even have a story about Thomas the Tank Engine, and he is welcoming a new train from, I think it's from Africa or something. And I'm sure it'd just be a matter of time before Thomas the Tank Engine becomes a trainee himself, or tranny, or whatever. He'll probably identify as an airplane or something, or maybe as a self-driving car. And then he'll be one. And so you have these people. There's the article up there on Daily Mail. You have all these people from foreign countries. They identify as American, so that makes them American. And these trans citizens are on their way to America to become trans voters for the Democrats, to become trans workers for the people like the Koch brothers and their puppets that they sponsor, like Paul Ryan and others. So I want to talk about what's going on with this. People are wringing their hands saying this could mean a confrontation if President Trump actually uses the military. He has said that he's going to use as many troops as necessary to keep the so-called caravan out. We can't call it an army. They're invading our country. And it's a massive number of men, but we can't call it an army. It's got to be called a caravan. President Trump made it clear there's no limit to the number of troops that he's willing to send to the border. Good, because that's his duty to do that. And as I've said for over a year, why do we even have a military if we're unwilling to defend our borders? Let's just call it the Department of War. That's what it used to be called before they called it the Department of Defense. We're not defending anything. We're going to war with everybody. We could call it the Department of Empire because we're trying to sustain our globalist empire abroad. But we're not defending anything here at home. Stop calling it defense. And we will pick up these people if they've got a family. We'll pick them up and we'll take them to a military base. We'll house them there at the military base. We'll feed them. We'll clothe them. We'll give them medical care. And we'll pay for it with the military budget. But we can't pay for the wall with the military budget. And we can't use the military at the border. That might result in a confrontation. Well, we've seen this play out in Hungary. We've seen it play out in other places. You can stop people if they know it's going to happen. I mean, you know, use non-lethal force, but it's a legitimate thing to do that. Now, President Trump is not alone in this. President Trump tweeted out earlier today. He said, I agree 100% with Barack Obama on immigration. And he tweeted out this clip of Barack Obama. Here it is.
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
That's interesting. Now, that was, as you saw that clip, it says Democrat of Illinois. That was when Barack Obama was still a senator. So that would be at least a decade ago, maybe more. And I played for you going back to 1993. I had Dianne Feinstein saying the same thing. We've had Hillary Clinton saying the same thing. What changed for all these people? Well, they couldn't win elections with Americans anymore, so they got to bring in foreign voters, trans citizens. And so it's not just them, of course. It's people like Geraldo Rivera. Now, Geraldo wrote an op-ed about the caravan. And again, this is not anything. This, the fact that they're massing it together for a photo op, that happens. This is the second time that that has happened. But we have that number of people coming across the border on a daily basis, the size of the first caravan, about 1,000 people. This one is bigger. This one got up to 4,000, 5,000, 7,000. It's been reported as many as 10,000. They say you can't walk because there's so many people here. So this is about 10 days worth of the people that they know about that come across the border. That's not including all the people that the Border Patrol doesn't catch coming across the border. And so this is something that's going on. But Geraldo has a solution. He says we give amnesty to dreamers and then we will support the wall and enforce the border. How's that? Oh, gee, nobody ever suggested that before. What a novel idea. No, we've seen this movie over and over and over again. It's what the open border people like Paul Ryan and all them, all the Democrats, always promise this. Let's do the amnesty first, and then we'll do the security later. We saw that going back all the way to 1986. Ronald Reagan was the first one to do that. We got the amnesty. We never got the border security. So here we are, 32 years later, and they're still making the same empty, lying promises to us. The latest one to do it is Geraldo. So Sean Hannity has Geraldo on his program to talk about that a little bit. And I want you to hear what Geraldo has to say about the dangers and also what Sean Hannity has to say. Oh, let's not go to the border and enforce the border. That could get somebody hurt. Oh, well, you might want to talk to some angel mothers about people getting hurt. Here's this back and forth between Geraldo and Sean Hannity on Fox News.
I know you wrote a great column today, foxnews.com. I want to tell you something that I don't want to have happen. I don't want a confrontation at our southern border.
No.
Because somebody's going to get hurt or worse at that border. If they make it all the way from Mexico in the caravan's building, you and I have agreed, build the wall. It would be good for both sides if it was up now, right now, because they wouldn't be
coming.
Pause
that for a moment. Pause that
for a moment. But more important.
You know, you're going to hear the same thing from Geraldo, right? If I were to say, you know, I like Sean Hannity's house. I like his car. As a matter of fact, I like his job. He makes a lot more money than I do. Maybe I'm just going to come up there to New York and I'm going to take his house. I'm going to take his car. I might even come into Fox News and take his job. Do it by force. You know, we just had somebody try to break into a Fox News station. They got shot. Now, you wouldn't want to have that happen at Fox. What hypocrisy for Sean Hannity and Geraldo Rivera to say, don't enforce the border, by all means, somebody might get hurt. They enforced their border at Fox News. When somebody broke into their channel, they shot the guy. And they were entitled to do it. They were right to do it. They were right to defend their lives, their property. Sean Hannity would be right to shoot me if I tried to steal his house or steal his car. He'd be right to call the police. Why can't we call the police or call the military to protect our property, the United States of America? Let's go back and hear what Geraldo has to say.
The president already gave the deal you're offering, which is he offered to make the accommodation for dreamers,
amnesty.
And Democrats want to use
amnesty
it as a wedge issue. Although now, John Podesta's group is saying, well, don't talk about immigration.
I think that it is impossible to talk about the caravan or illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants with 2 weeks to go before this white hot primary or midterm election coming up. It is absolutely impossible to be rational and measured about it in this context. But I have to just say one quick thing. This is not about MS-13. This is not about Middle Easterners. It's not that simple. This is about the wealthiest
cannot vouch, or Jorge Ramos cannot vouch. You don't know one person in that crowd. I would argue that's not going to be the vast majority. But what if there's one
easy. It would be easy to find MS-13 or the Middle Easterners. The problem is that you have these thousands and thousands of people desperate to improve their lot in life, and they're coming to the...
discussion before. It would be easy, says Geraldo. It'd be easy to find MS-13 in that crowd. Well, then let's not let the crowd in unless we can vet who they are. You know, how are you going to know, Geraldo, who these people are? How does Jorge Ramos know who these people are? Sean Hannity was right to point that out. You know, you're going to walk up to him. Are you MS-13? Oh, no, no, sir. No, I'm not MS-13 at all. No. Are you under 30 years old? Oh, yeah. See, I'm 18. Yes. Oh, gee, you look a lot older than that. You got any documentation? No, I have no documentation. No. No papers at all. We don't know who these people are. And quite frankly, how are you going to protect the thousands of people that Geraldo wants to protect coming across the border if you let MS-13 in? I've talked about this before. Long Island, right there where these guys are in New York. You had this grieving father from El Salvador. I came here to escape MS-13 and they killed my child. I thought I got away with this. Well, you can't get away from that if you've got open borders. MS-13 will come along with you on your caravan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We just played for you what Geraldo Rivera was saying. He has this brand new idea. Let's give people amnesty that are in this country, and then we'll allow you to do something about the border. Maybe we'll even let you build a wall. That's not even the problem. And building the wall will slow these people down. It'll slow this down. But we have to get rid of the magnet that is pulling them in. And you got people like Kamala Harris, people like Cory Booker, coming up with one scheme after the other to increase the welfare state. I mean, the most dangerous thing is what I talked about yesterday. A great deal. Hasn't gotten a lot of attention. I think it needs to get a lot of attention. Cory Booker promising to give $1,000 to every child born in America. Born in America. That's the operative words here. That includes anchor babies. Now, if you're poor, you're going to get $2,000 a year, every year up until you're 18. Now, somehow, I don't know how that works out, but the Democrats are saying that's up to $50,000 per kid. Maybe that's Democrat math. To me, that's $37,000. But I don't know. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know how they get that. That's, 36 plus 1 is 37. If you're a Democrat, it equals $50,000. Somehow. I'm sure there's going to be a subsidy somewhere there. And, of course, they're going to tax the middle class. They're going to get rid of any removal of the estate tax. So they're going to redistribute the wealth, but they're going to redistribute it to foreigners. Who can come here? Anchor babies. Bring your baby here. If it's born in America, you get that money. And if you're poor, you can show it. Then you're going to get that kind of money every year. And, of course, that first $1,000, that's going to be there for everybody because they want to make sure that everybody, regardless of income level, is going to turn over all your baby's biometrics to them. You know, you register them, you sign them up, you get them your Social Security number, you turn over all their biometric information, everything to the government, and here's your $1,000 check. You just sold your kid out. And then if you're poor, we're going to give you more money every year because Uncle Sam's going to be your rich Uncle Daddy. And he's going to give you everything. And we're going to entice people to come into this country. That's the big magnet drawing them in. Now, the thing that's pushing them in, of course, people talk about these drug cartels and gangs. That's a real issue. And we need to be concerned about the safety of our citizens as well because of the number of people that are being killed. But, of course, the root cause of that is the war on drugs. And another thing that nobody wants to talk about is the UN agenda that we call the war on drugs that is unconstitutional in America. Our 10th Amendment makes it clear they don't have the power to prohibit anything, including marijuana. And it was underscored by the 18th Amendment, where they had to have a specific amendment to prohibit alcohol. But let's not talk about the Constitution, because that doesn't matter anymore. Let's talk about what Jorge Ramos had to say. They went to him live on Fox News, and of course, you know, Geraldo Rivera is out there saying, you have to be, you know, forget about all this MS-13 stuff and everything. You know, these people are good. They just want to, you know, they're as Jorge Ramos is going to tell us here, they're refugees. They're refugees. They weren't thrown out of this country, and he's going to prove it to you. Watch him as he turns around and asks the people, were you thrown out of America? Oh, no, no, not thrown out. No, not at all. No, no. Oh, see, they're not thrown out. That's the vetting that they get. Okay. And so they're just refugees. Just refugees. No, actually, they're coming here not for freedom. They're coming here for free stuff. Or they're coming here for jobs. As Breitbart points out, there's an article in the Washington Post. They talked to these people who are traveling in the invading army. And they said, we're economic migrants. We're not asylum workers. They talked to a 21-year-old woman. They actually found a woman. When you look at this picture with Jorge Ramos, they're all men coming. Previously deported illegal alien. Now, she was previously deported. She admits it. She's 21 years old. She says, we are workers. What are we supposed to do in Honduras if there's no work? So I'm coming to America to take your job. I'm coming to America to take the job of poor American workers. Poor black workers. That's why a lot of black people are voting for President Trump. Things have gotten better under President Trump. But they're going to lose their jobs to cheap labor from abroad. You know, we send our factories to China and we bring in workers from Central America to take our jobs. And then in a couple of years, as the technology advances, these billionaires who own these corporations will replace all the human workers, whether they are white, black, or Hispanic, will all be replaced with their robots. Because, you know, robots, that really means slave. That's the Czech word for slave. So we'll all lose our jobs for that. Another guy, I don't know what they expect from us, he said. Basically, what we want is to have better opportunity, to have a job, you know. So if they want a job, if they want work here, that's a good thing. If we want to keep our jobs, we're evil. If they want to have dreams, that's a good thing. If we have an American dream of a home that we can afford because we don't have to pay for the education of everybody who wants to send their child here because Mexico doesn't want to pay for their kids' education, so they send them here to be educated at our expense. Well, then we're evil. We're selfish. We're vicious, as Geraldo would say. Let's listen to what Jorge Ramos has to say as he's interviewed live with the army that is coming to our shores.
Of the people that they talked to, that the Washington Post talked to, they told the reporters that they had already been deported several times from the United States and that they were going to try to make it back in again, many of them, to try to meet up with family members. They said that they would try to run in between the border guards at places that they know are porous along the United States border. And one of them was quoted as saying, that's how it is. They catch you and you try to get back. What kind of system is that?
Well, maybe they're only talking to people who speak English. Yes, of course, I've talked to some of them who have been deported, but the majority. ¿Alguno de ustedes ha estado en Estados Unidos antes? ¿Ha estado en Estados Unidos? ¿Ha estado en Estados Unidos?
Los que vienen allá.
None of them have been in the United States before, so some of them, yes, have been deported, but the majority not, Martha. And something really important is that the vast majority of these people are not criminals.
Have you been deported?
They're not terrorists. And they're not even immigrants. They're refugees. And as a nation in the United States, we have to choose what kind of nation we are and treat them with respect. We cannot prejudge them. We cannot say all of them are criminals.
All of them are refugees.
That is not true. So what we have to do is to listen to them, hear their cases, and if they deserve political asylum, then grant it to them.
They deserve political asylum. See, this is the same thing we saw in Europe. We had all these refugees, all these political refugees that were fleeing from Africa, North Africa, and so forth into Europe. But they were all male. Or they're coming from the Middle East, and they were all male. And people were saying, if they're refugees, why did they leave their families behind? Why did they leave the women behind? Why did they leave their children behind? They're not coming in as families for the most part. Most of those people that walked past Jorge Ramos, male, young males. Just like we saw with the Middle Eastern and African refugees, quote unquote, that went into Europe. It's an army. It's an invading army. It's a mass of people coming across your borders in defiance of your law, your culture, your wishes. It's an invading army. Oh, we can't call it that. Got to call it a caravan. And if you don't want them here, these poor refugees, as Jorge Ramos says, if you don't want them here, you're bad. You're bad. I mean, just, were you deported? Have you ever been to, oh, no, 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 no. Are you MS, no, no, not MS-13. No, no. Oh, see, see, proof. Proof right there. And as Jorge said, the vast majority of these people, how does he know anything about that? He's just making this stuff up. Vast majority of these people are not criminals. They're not terrorists. They're refugees. We have to choose what kind of nation we are, and we have to treat them with respect. Same thing, by the way, that Kamala Harris is having is saying. We have to be welcoming. We have to be tolerant. We have to tolerate multiple cultures, except when we don't tolerate multiple cultures like the European Union. They don't want multiculturalism. They want to stamp it out. They want to have a centralized globalist culture, a centralized globalist law. They don't want a rich tapestry of cultures. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have Craig Sawyer coming up.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I'm honored to have joining us now Craig Sawyer. You probably know about Craig. His Marine Corps vet, he switched to the Navy so he could become a SEAL. Became a very famous SEAL. Was SEAL Team 1, then SEAL Team 6. He is, after he retired, he became a combat instructor. He's also the owner of Tactical Insider. They give technical advice on weapons and combat to Hollywood films and actors. And he's also involved in something that is very, very important to him, and we're going to have him tell you why. VetsForChildRescue.org. And what Craig is trying to do now is to try to rescue children who have been kidnapped, abducted, many cases by pedophile rings. And, of course, this is necessary because we have this corrupt legal system that has a very short statute of limitations. And so you basically have to catch these guys in the act. Now, Craig, first time I heard about this, Craig was just getting started with this. It was about a year and a half ago. He came on to the Alex Jones radio show to talk about this, to talk about his crowdfunding site. And I started doing really well, and within 2 hours, they had shut that site down. And so we got Craig right back on that same day to talk about it, and he has been, that didn't stop him, he's been working at this for the last year and a half, and so just like it's not going to shut us down to censor us, it didn't shut down Craig Sawyer either. He's an example to all of us that we can keep going and we can win, and I want to have him update everybody about the victories that he's had in the last year and a half, because he's had quite a few. So joining us now is Craig Sawyer. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Tell us a little bit about what's happened. Give us an update as to what's happened in the last year and a half, because you kept going and kept working at it, and you've captured quite a few people that were sexual predators in the last year and a half, haven't you?
We have. We've run joint operations with federal and local law enforcement to capture these predators that are out there looking, actively seeking sex with minor-aged children. So we've gotten 14 already.
Wow.
And even with as a startup in our first year, so we were very glad to be able to get those 14 arrests. And we've gotten two recoveries now of child sex trafficking victims, and they're stories that are much more complex and much more heartbreaking than we anticipated. But the beauty is in the sunlight overcoming the darkness and seeing good people step up and fight for what's right and defend the defenseless. So it's been a long and colorful journey, heartbreaking, very frustrating with different aspects of it, and very satisfying in other ways when we get the big victories. One of the reasons that we can see that Vets for Child Rescue is so effective, our main mission really is to alert the populace to the threat of child trafficking. The American people on large don't know that it's as big a problem as it is, and as pervasive a problem as it is. So it's estimated
that they think about it as being something out of a third world country or something. I don't think
it's somewhere else, and it's someone else's problem they're believing. And that's, you know, I could understand why they might think that, and that's why they need to be informed so that they are empowered as to the threat upon them, upon our own children here in the United States. So at a $150 billion industry and the fastest growing criminal enterprise on earth, we've got a serious problem with this. And I'm grateful to President Trump, who's all about combating child trafficking, and has got his DOJ and task force on it. But it's so big, estimated 5 million children that are victims to this. So it's going to take all of us to change the culture against it to beat it back. So my biggest contribution is the alert piece, and that's why we've been filming a documentary for the last 18 months. And so in doing that and going on interviews and getting billboards up all across the country, dozens of billboards already donated to our cause. We've got NASCAR sponsorship. Team Mike Harmon Racing runs our Veterans for Child Rescue logo, large as can be, on the hood of his race car. It's just fantastic, but we're just getting the word out every way we can. This is an organic grassroots movement to safeguard the future of our country, our children. And we know that it's effective because we see the lives we're changing and we see the attacks coming. There have been a ridiculous number of online attackers, usually with low numbers of followers and no real picture of a person and a real name on the account. So we call them troll accounts or bots. And they just attack, and accuse me of everything I despise most. Accuse me of being everything that I despise most. Accuse me of being what I'm fighting against. And so it's funny in some ways and not funny in others, but we see that so many of them have come to desperately try to silence me and discredit our work. We realize that we are effective. We are threatening somebody. $150 billion industry is what we're looking to disrupt, and they would not level that amount of energy and bodies against us if what we were doing was not a threat to child trafficking. And so that's an honor.
Genuine. Well, they have to silence you, as you point out. People, you can't free people if they don't know that they're slaves. And you can't stop a problem if people don't know about it. And that's why they tried to silence you from the very beginning, trying to shut down your crowdfunding. And of course, they're going to come after you. If it's a $150 billion industry, of course, they're going to come after you. That's a lot of money. And not only are they going to come after you on the internet, but that's a physically very dangerous attack. People get killed for a lot smaller attacks, you know, big business and attacks like that. And of course, it has a lot of political connections with it as well. You said it's a very complex story. Have you seen any political connections? Because we know Dennis Hastert, the longest serving Speaker of the House, at least for Republicans, I'm not sure about the Democrats, longest serving Republican Speaker of the House for sure, Dennis Hastert. This is a guy who was a pedophile before they ever picked him out. You know, he's a wrestling coach. They pick him out and make him a congressman and then make him a Speaker of the House and keep him in there, covering that kind of stuff up. They won't pass statute of limitation laws because that would bounce back on them. They're protecting this. It's at the highest levels, isn't it?
It is, and it reaches across, you know, both sides of the aisle, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and there's no demographic that seems to be immune to this, because it really is just evil. Evil can find its way into the heart of any man or woman, so we've all got to kind of culturally turn against it. And yes, politically, it's been utilized as blackmail, as a tool of blackmail. We refer to it as a brownstoning operation, where they will surreptitiously film or photograph someone having sex with a child. And a lot of times they'll do this by either drugging the drink of the targeted political figure, or they'll just let them get drunk and have sex with children in a back room of a mansion or on an island that they fly them to. Okay. As a Lolita Express type scenario. So been done quite a bit. And because of that, so many of our political figures, our elected officials, are victims of brownstoning operations. And so they're not doing what we elected them to do. So we, the people, are all affected by this, whether we have children or not. What we're voting for, we're not getting in a lot of cases because our political system's been corrupted by it. So child trafficking reaches deep, it reaches far, and it affects all of us, and we just have to understand how that it works so that we can fight against it and regain more control, as our founding fathers had intended for us all to enjoy here in the United States.
And I think that's why it's so very important for organizations like you, for you being outside of this corrupt political establishment, because you're talking about these Lolita Expresses that were run by Epstein, his private island, Bill Clinton, of course, being involved in that. But then you look at the other side of the aisle, you got Ken Starr, who basically didn't come after Bill Clinton for any of the serious stuff that he was accused of, and then wound up getting the plea bargain deal for Epstein himself. That was Ken Starr. So basically, Ken Starr got both Epstein and Bill Clinton off at different times. So this is the broad situation that we have here that is bipartisan. It infiltrates both parties at the very top. That's why it's so important to have an organization like VetsForChildRescue.org out there and the work that you're doing. Again, people can find Craig on Twitter. We got one more segment. We've got to take a break right now, but you can find Craig on Twitter also at Craig R. Sawyer. The trolls know that he's there. You need to know that he's there so that you can support him and support his organization. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Craig Sawyer. And, Craig, I want to ask you about Gitmo and also about a very personal tragedy that you went public with recently. We'll be right back with Craig Sawyer. Stay with us.
Have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. InfoWars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about InfoWars, if you don't spread the word about NewsWars.com, if you don't get the Great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing, Vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Craig Sawyer. You know, I talked to Craig. It reminds me of the quote from, I don't know if he was the founder of the Texas Rangers or one of the early Texas Rangers. He said, nothing can stop a good man who keeps coming. And that's Craig Sawyer. He's a good man. He's fearless. I want to talk to him about his daughter because his daughter is fearless as well. Craig, you've gone public about something that happened about a month before you started this organization. Something happened to your daughter. Tell us about that and tell us how she keeps coming after the evil, because nothing embodies evil more than people who enslave children, who sexually assault children. And both you and your daughter are coming after those evil people. Tell us a little bit about that background.
Well, we didn't want to speak about it for a while because we were safeguarding our daughter, but she's ready to have her voice heard now. She feels she's like she's been denied justice by the court system in Tucson, Arizona. So in February of 2017, our daughter had just turned 18, and she was abducted at knife point by the U of A there in Tucson at a Subway sandwich shop. And so the guy took her by knife point and abducted her and brutally assaulted her for hours. And I woke up with my wife crying on the phone, and I could hear our daughter screaming through the phone. And, and so it's not a way that anybody wants to wake up, you know, to hear what's happened to your child. So, anyway, we got her home. We got her safe. We, processed, the crime. They captured the perpetrator, and, 18 months later, our daughter still has not had the satisfaction of seeing him, go to trial and be held accountable because he keeps firing his public defenders. So he's had 14 public defenders, Dave. 14
wow.
Now.
Wow.
Every time he fires one, says, man, not good enough. They assign him a new one. And, our question as a family is, how many are you guys going to allow? Are you going to allow him 1 billion public defenders?
Yeah.
At what point does the judge step in and say, okay, I'm sorry, but no more. You're
well,
obviously
due process cuts both ways, doesn't it? You know,
well,
I mean,
it should.
There needs to be something there for the victim as well.
Yeah, yeah. Look, neither you or I would want to be railroaded and accused of something without due process. So I appreciate that, having been a federal criminal investigator myself. But at some point, there has to be a limit to a lifelong criminal, which this guy is. He's been basically a ward of the state from birth, wow. In and out of the jail and prison for all crimes. And so at some point, there's got to be common sense and some sort of efficiency with the system as well and some sort of limit placed on it. So what that exactly looks like, we don't know, but we're just asking for common sense. So
is he out on bail, Craig?
No, he's,
while he's doing
still,
this game?
He's still in custody, thank God. And so that's probably for,
well,
you know.
At least he's incarcerated.
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely amazing. But it shows that how corrupt our legal system is, how easily it can be gamed. The fact that he was that he has been a repeat offender, that he was out on the streets to do this yet again, is the first part of this. And then the fact that he can continue to game this system, I'm sure he's learned a great deal about it. As you point out, you know, having been in prison for so much of his life, he's learned how to game this system.
Just real quickly, he was out. He should not have been on the streets at that time to begin with. There was a warrant out for his arrest, and it had been for months. And you know why they didn't arrest him? They didn't have any room in their jails because their jails are full of criminal invaders from other countries.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, and if we enforce our borders, then we can deal with our own criminals here. Yeah. So. Anyway, yes, sir. The next
well, we
month,
get them
we
in and they come across the border and then we have to house them in military bases, but we can't use a military base to keep them from getting in here. The problem is they get into our legal system. They get into our welfare system. And when they get into the legal system, we have all these legal games that are being played by them, you know, and they wind up staying there. But of course, you know, we can house them in the military bases, but we can't use the military to keep them out of the country and out of the legal system. That's the insanity of this. And of course, you know, you got people when they first started the mandatory minimums, you had violent offenders like this guy turned out so that they could put in nonviolent offenders in the prisons. They couldn't build the prisons quickly enough. It's absolutely insane what is happening in the legal system and the prison system.
But as you pointed out, what can we do? Well, our family are fighters. And our daughter's a fighter too, and she's all about fighting back. And so she's served as a junior decoy agent on one of our sting operations, on one of our sets of sting operations, on multiple perpetrators. So she's been instrumental in the arrest of multiple child predators, and she was standing right there when the SWAT team ran past her, guns up, to prone those predators out and cuff them up and haul them away. So, you know, what can we do? We can each do something. Our family founded an organization to fight back, but we can each vote. We can each donate. We can each volunteer to do a little something. And so we're not powerless as citizens, even though we see injustice. There are things that we can each do. So I want everybody to be encouraged and realize we all have a voice. If only we will exercise it and we'll stand up and make our voice heard. Take advantage of the opportunities that we do have. You can volunteer at Best for Child Rescue. You can donate. You can share. You know, it's and pray for our team. Pray for our mission. Because, look, this is, at the end of the day, this is a clash between the forces of good and evil. Regardless of what someone's political or religious views are, this is good versus evil. We can all agree that nobody needs to be harming, raping, and torturing little children.
And enslaving them, you know, for profit and so forth, in many cases like that. Yeah, it's very encouraging to see your courage, to see the courage of your daughter. And again, I want to give that out to people. Vets4, vetsforchildrescue.org. That's where you can find out more about what Craig is doing. And as he pointed out, the most important thing is to, first of all, expose the fact that there is a problem to people. Most people don't understand there's a problem. And then you also are exposing the tactics and how these people operate. And that's very important for people to understand that as well. But we've got to do something to push back against this. It is at the highest level of all of our institutions in the West, not just here in America, but in other countries. It's both parties. It's all countries. The people who are rich and powerful at the top seem to be drawn to this type of operation. It seems like it gives them some kind of a feeling of power to victimize the to victimize children and helpless people, doesn't it, Craig?
It does. And so it's just it's encouraging to see that what we're doing, alerting the populace, has been so effective in rattling the cage of the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing
and
the level of
cages. Well, we're talking about cages.
Yeah.
You made a comment, or you tweeted it out somewhere. I saw it. You said something about Gitmo and what an admiral told you about Gitmo. Tell the audience about that.
Yeah, we've got some pretty impressive people on our board of advisors, as well as our Viper, our operational team. And I was asking one of the admirals, I said, sir, my understanding of Gitmo has always been that it was for high-level international terrorists, and that was the charter for Gitmo. But I'm hearing that the Gitmo facility is being built out physically. It's being expanded, and they're increasing flights, and that General Mattis has been down there multiple times. What is it with the energy of that and the Gitmo charter? Is it chartered to house someone like Hillary Clinton or the Soros in any high ranking officials of ours, Comey or any of those, is it chartered to house those people who may be guilty of treason or sedition against the United States? And he said, Craig, I was instrumental. I was one on the board writing the charter of that facility. He goes, I can assure you it is well within the charter of the Gitmo facility to house American traitors of any rank. Oh, yes, sir. That is exactly what it's part of what it's there for. So I got
It's long overdue. I hope that happens. It's good to hear that that's the situation. It's a very dangerous situation. And when we talk about international terrorists, of course, there are some international terrorists in our government and people who are terrorizing children as well, but also people who are involved in international terrorism and traitors of this country. It needs to be exposed. I'm absolutely amazed at how many people lost their lives because of Hillary Clinton's security violations with the Chinese, and nobody seems to be concerned about that in the intelligence community. Maybe it's something that's going to happen eventually.
Well, there are a lot of people concerned about it in the intelligence community. I've worked there for a while, and I can tell you there are a lot of the patriots that I know, and I know a lot of things that Hillary has done and is responsible for. So many deaths and so much betrayal that the American people, even hardcore Democrats, would be livid about, would be disgusted if only they knew. So it does need to come out, Dave.
Yeah, and just the tip of the iceberg has come out with just the people in China. who are betrayed by her security system, publicly executed. They were working with the CIA. The Chinese agents were working with Craig Sawyer, Vets4, ChildRescue.org. Craig, our prayers are with you. Stay safe. You've got some very, very powerful enemies. That's it for our broadcast.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.